Okay, today is Daf Chaf Gimel. We're on the top of Chaf Gimel, top line. B'yomtif, b'chamisha, b'yom kippur, shisha. Right? On Yomtif we lane 5, on Yom Kippur we lane 6. And Masnis and Mani, who's the author of this Mishnah? So the Gemara says, lo Rabbi Shmuel, it's not Rabbi Shmuel, for lo Rabbi Akiva. It's not Rabbi Akiva either. Why? D'tanya, b'yomtif chamisha, on Yomtif you lane 5, that's so far so good, u'b'yom kippur, shisha, Ubishabis Shiva, it's all good. Ein pochazin, not less mehen, but ein mosifin, not more than that. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. But we said in our Mishnah that you're allowed to have more on Shabbos. That can't be Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer, b'yadav chamisha, b'yom kippur Shiva, Ubishabis Shisha. That's not our sheet at all. We hold Yom Kippur 6 and Shabbos is 7. Ein pochazin mehen, you can't have less, avim mosifin, you can have more. So Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah? E Rabbi Yishmael, Kasha Tosefes. If it's Rabbi Yishmael, it's Akasha, he says, here you can't have more. Our Mishnah said you can. And E Rabbi Akiva, Kasha, Shisha, Shiva. And if you say it's Rabbi Akiva, the problem is 6 and 7. So the Gemara says it's the third Tana. Amar Rava, Tana, Debe, Rabbi Yishmael, he. It's a third Tana. It's the Debe, Rabbi Yishmael. The Tana, Debe, Rabbi Yishmael. B'yom Tov Chamisha. B'yom Kippur, Shisha. B'Shabbos, Shiva. It's all good. That's what our Mishnah said. Ain't pochas in my hand, you can't have less. Have a mosif in the land, you can have more. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That's Rabbi Yishmael. It's really the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael. So the Gemara says, Kashi Rabbi Yishmael, not Rabbi Yishmael. Contradicted himself, Rabbi Yishmael. One place he said, you're allowed to have osafas. One place he said, you're not allowed to have osafas. And the answer is, Trey Tanar, Libra, Rabbi Yishmael. There's two opinions of what Rabbi Yishmael said. It's not a problem. Okay? That was easy. Now, Mantana. Who's the author of the following brisa? Listen to this brisa. B'yantiv, on yantiv, ma'achrin lavo, you start shul a little later, u'ma'achrin latzeit, and you're rushed to get out of shul. B'yom kippur, on yom kippur, but it's the opposite. Ma'achrin lavo, we rush to get there, u'ma'achrin latzeit, and we don't rush out. Take out sweet time getting out. Nothing else to do. Shabbos, on Shabbos, Mamahar in Lavo, we rush to get in, or we Mamahar in Lazit, we rush to get out. Now, who said on Yom Kippur we're not in a rush? Lema, Rabbi Akiva, let's say this is Rabbi Akiva, the Isle Gavri Yisera. He holds as an extra aliyah, that takes an extra few minutes. That this idea that on Yom Kippur you're not in a rush to come, and you're also not in a rush to leave, I'm sorry, you're in a rush to come. You're not in a rush to leave. That must be Rabbi Akiva. So think about it now. I feel the same Rabbi Shmuel. The Nafish Sidura Diyoma. It's a long davening. It's a long davening, Yom Kippur. It has nothing to do with the Aliyah. It's a long davening. Okay. Next. Hani Shlosha Chamisha Veshiva Kineged Mi. Why are there five?
It's like the end of the discussion from my...
Yeah, it's the end of the discussion. It wasn't brought up for its own point. It was brought up for something else. It's an interesting idea, no?
Yeah.
Rashi says that you rush to leave. Rashi says Mishum Onik Shabbos. Go home, enjoy Shabbos. Sit in shul for 5 hours? No. Now, the next gula says Hani Shlosha Chamisha V'Shiva Kineged Mi. 3, 5, and 7 Kineged Mi. Didn't we already say what the three were? We already said why there are three, right? We already said Shlosha Chamisha V'Shiva Kineged Mi. 3, 5, and 7. What? We already said why there are three. So Rashi says on top, Tosfos says on top, Aval Chamisha, Aval Shisha, Shiyom Kippur, Lo Boy Ad Lekamon. Why there are six? We're going to ask that later. Don't worry about that. Why there are six? We're going to ask it later. Kasha, the question is, Am I Lo Boy Midal Shel Rosh Chodesh Kneged Mi? V'chein Shal Chal Shemoyd. How can we don't ask why there are four? How can we don't ask that question? V'yesh Lomar says Tosfos. The Kimle, the time of the Musaf, Chashev Tfuye Chad Gavra. Because we know that Musaf requires one more person. You had that yesterday, right? Every time you have more Kedusha, you add on an Aliyah. That we know. Aval Tfuye Kol Kach, Beyontif, Ubi Yom Kippur, Ubi Shabbos. Why are we adding on so many? Lo Svirale, Mishum Kare Skila, Ilo Mashkechina Kenegan Mi. We wouldn't, so what did we say yesterday? Because Yom Kippur has Kare. And what we say about Shabbos? Haskila. Seth tells us, if we didn't have another corresponding reason, we would never say that. So what's another reason? Now, I must admit, this connects Gemara is very difficult because Tosfos says, there we go. So why are there three, five, and seven? Now, three already said why there are three. Either we said it was connected to Torah, Vim, Tzuvim, Kadam, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. Pligi bar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani v'chad di'imei. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani and somebody with him, Umano, who's that? Rishir ben Pazi. V'amri leith, others say, Rishir ben Pazi, Rishir ben Pazi, v'chad di'imei. And somebody with him, Umano, who's that? Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani. V'amri la, v'shmul bar Nachmani. Others say, Shmul bar Nachmani. Anyway, when all that's said, whoever it is, chad amar keneged berchas kahanim. One is keneged the berchas kahanim. Which have three psukim. V'chad amar keneged shlosha shomrei hasaf. The three guards of the saf, of the entrance to the azara. Chamisha, what's chamisha? Meroe pnei hamelech. Five people that were advisors to the king. And shiva roe pnei hamelech. And the seven advisors to the king. Says Rashi. Shiva roe pnei hamelech, shiva heim diksiv, shivas sare paras umadai, umehem. But where is that? Who is that? That's by Achashverosh. Achashverosh had seven advisors. Umehem, and part of them yesh chamisha chashuvim. There were five extra chashuv ones. So he had five top tier. Two. What? I don't know. Chashuv, whatever they're chashuv. They were chashuvim. They were chashuvim. So he had five chashuv advisors, two lesser advisors, for a total of seven. Kedichsev, like it says, besof malachim, shlosha shomer hasaf, besof sefer malachim, ukenegdan tiknu elu me'ein dvar malchus. And that's why we have Elias, which is like a kingly thing. So first of all, Rashi morphs the Achashverosh and the Malachim. Achashverosh is not a Malachim. Says Tosfos in Shiv Ro Pnei Melech, Pirish Bekunshur is the Achashverosh. V'kasha Lomar, Shetiknu Chachamim Kineged Inyono Shal Oso Rasha. We have Aliyah depending on that Rasha? On Achashverosh? That doesn't make no sense. Now, it happens to be. That doesn't make any sense. It's a very good, Tosfos asks a very good Kasha on Rashi. That's why we have so many Aliyah Kineged Achashverosh. What do we care about Achashverosh? Right? In his cabinet. Who cares? Lakach, Pirish, Rabbeinu Tam, Osan HaKsuvim, B'Sefer Yirmiya, Ubu Malachim, different people. Ksiv Hei, Ubu Yerushalmi, Befarei Shah Shnayim, Shalahutzku, Ubu Malachim, Heim, Sofer HaDayonim. Okay, it's Jewish people. Not Achashverosh. What's Rashi thinking? I don't know. Tani Rabbi Yosef, Gimel, Chamisha, V'Shiva. There are 3, 5, and 7. Shlosha Shomei Hatzav, three guards of the Beis HaMikdash, Chamisha Roi Pnei HaMelech, and Shiva also Roi Pnei HaMelech. Five advisors, seven advisors. Amalei Abaya.
This seems very arbitrary. Just because it was seven.
I know.
Shomei Hatzav, we had seven elites.
It's a very good question. We're going to get to that. No, so Tosfa said, if there wasn't a correspondence, the fact that there's skila wouldn't make you have more aliyahs. So there has to be another correspondence. Amalei Abaya, ad ho idna, until now, my time alo pirish lomar, how come you didn't explain that? Amalei, because lo haviyadana did shvichuzalei. I didn't know you needed an explanation. Right? Typical answers a question with a question, right? Umi ba'isa minei milsa v'lo amiluchu. Was there anything you ever needed to know? And I held back? I didn't tell you? Amalei Yaakov Mina Lev Yehuda Hani Shisha in Yom Kippur Keneged Me. How come there are six leaves on Yom Kippur? Amalei Keneged Shisha Sha'amdu Miyamino Shal Ezra V'Shisha Mismolo. The six advisors in Ezra's right and the six advisors in Ezra's left. Shenemar V'yamod Ezra Sofra Amigdal Eitz Asher Asu L'daber V'yamod Etzlo. Here we go. Matatya V'Shama V'Anya V'Uriya V'Chilkyo U'Maaseh Al Yamino. And Osmolo on his left side was Pedia, Mishael, Malchia, V'chashum, V'chesh Dinabana, Zecharia, Mishalim. So the Gemara says, Hadi Shiva Havi, that's seven people. So the Gemara says, no, Haina Zecharia, Haina Mishalim, it's the same person. Mishalim and Zecharia are the same person. For my Karla Mishalim, how come he's called Mishalim? The Mishlam be Ivode, because he was Mishalim in his Avoda.
connection to Yom Kippur and
Ezra? I have no idea. Okay? Now we start, like, this is a lot of, we're going to do a lot of Tosfos now. Here we go. We know that on Shabbos, we call up seven people. That's what the commissioner said. Then we have Haftorah. Again, where did Haftorah come from? So the Abu Rab says, there was some time in history, we don't know when, where they didn't let us lane, but they let us lane Haftorah. That they didn't mind. Torah, Bible, no. The Navi, yeah. So we used to lane Haftorah. And the Haftorah, and so therefore, the minute kept. In that, now we lay the Torah, nobody, America, they don't care. Israel, they don't care. Most of the world does not care. We still kept the minug, and we lay in Haftorah. That's the famous Abu Dram. It's a very mysterious answer, because we don't know when this was. There are two other answers why we lay in Navi. The Sefer HaMachria says it was a Takanas Ezra. Interesting. And the Shibboleth HaLeket gives another answer. Listen to this answer. He says like this. In this man of the Rishonim, that doesn't mean the Rishonim, it means early times, there was a minhag after davening to read Nevi'im, Mishnah, Talmud, and Agada. After davening. We do, many people have a minhag before davening. In Karbanos, is all that. Right? That's what we say Rabbi Shmuel, we say Mishnah, right? They admit it a minute after davening. But what happened? People have to go to work. Who could sit after davening for so long and say all that? People have to go to work. So, they would rush out of the shul, right? So they move out of the minhag. They got rid of that minhag. However, they should say two psukim of Uva L'tzion, which are also, it's a whole combination there of Aramaic and psukim from Navi. Two psukim. What are the two psukim? That Vani She'ez Brizi, right? And he says that's why on Shabbos we went back to the old minhag of reading Navi. And Uva L'tzion, we threw at Mincha, so you shouldn't forget there was a minhag to say Uva L'tzion.
That's a very far-fetched minhag.
Very far-fetched minhag. I saw something else. I was looking up, remember we said the other day about reading Ksuvim at Mincha time? Remember we did that? That there was a minhag to lay Ksuvim at Mincha time? It's not in here. It's not in an Ashkenaz Siddur.
Is that the Sfar fit in here? Is it Shabbos? Pat?
So, I saw, if you ever see in a Sfar Siddur by Mincha, when you put the Torah back, what's in the Siddur when you put the Torah back? There are two capitals of Tehillim. Kuf Yud Aleph and Kuf Yud Beis. Right? You ever see that? Anyone ever say that? We don't say it. Some people say it. There's a whole thing not to say it. But some people say it, and they say it's a zecher to that minhag of Lady Tehillim, of Ksuvim. Very interesting. Out of left field.
I think they say it.
Right. But a lot of people don't say it. Most people, I never saw anyone say it, by the way. I know one person who says it. Hasidish place they say it. I think the Gra was against it. But that's a throwback to that minhag of having Ksuvim at Mincha time. Interesting. Okay. Anyway, so what about Haftorah? What about Maftir? So we said we called seven people. So we have Cohen Levi, five more. What about Maftir? Is Maftir one of the seven, or is Maftir number eight? That's the one we're going to be busy now. We hold it's number eight, right? What about, you'll say, okay, here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Hakol Olin L'minyan Shiva. First of all, anybody can be counted for a minyan, for the seven. Afilu Katan, Afilu Isha. Even a woman. Aval Amru Chachamim Isha Lo Tikra B'Torah. She should not read the Torah, but they cover Tibur. Because it's cover Tibur. What does that mean, cover Tibur? So, the Pashup Shad is it's not appropriate. I heard once a chat that it's the covenant of is, there's nobody, you have to call, there's nobody in the room that could lay. Nobody, everyone's such a bunch of Amaratim that you have to go get a woman who could do it. It's such a lack of covenant of.
That's a very novel way of saying covenant. Why?
Anyway, Ibayalahu, Maftir, Mahu La'ola, Laminian Shiva. Does Ma, what?
Yeah.
I skipped?
No,
Does the Matr count as number 7? Is it part of the 7 or is it number 8? We hold it's number 8. So Rav Huna Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba, Chad Amar Ola, V'Chad Amar In Ola. One says it counts, one says it doesn't count. Manda Amar Ola Da Kari. The one who says it counts is because Lamaisi is reading, no? Manda Amar In Ola Kida Ula, the Amar Ula, but they might mafter Benavi Tzarek Shikar B'Torah Tchila. How come someone who lays mafter has to read the Torah first, which is what we do? B'Nei, Kavan Torah. It's because of the covenant of Torah. We don't want anyone to think Torah is better than, that Navi is better than Torah. As Matt, I saw once, I think I said, because by a Mafhaf Torah, there are so many brachas. More brachas than by when you get an Aliyah. People will think, this is even better than the Torah. This guy comes up to it, gets 5 brachas, 7 brachas.
We think that way, don't we?
Well, yeah. So, v'kivan sheh d'mishum covenant Torah, lo l'minyanach lo salik. It doesn't count for the number. Why? It's only just that he shouldn't think the Torah is worse, inferior. That's not a count. So it could be 7. Okay? Let's do the Tosfos. We're not going to do the whole thing. We'll do most of it. Chad Amar Ola, Chad Amar Eina Ola. How do we hold?
Just Tosfos, we hold like both. Sometimes it counts, and sometimes it doesn't count. When doesn't it count? Huh? No, every Shabbos it doesn't count. Right. When does it count? On a Tainus. Called 3 people. The third guy. Yom Kippur, Rav Mincha. Every Tainus. There's no 4th liaison on a Tainus. The Shlishi, whoever Shlishi is, gets the Maftir. Gets the Haftorah. Right? So Tosfos says we hold like both. How can you hold like both? Let's see what he says. He said like this. Pasuk Rabbeinu Tam, the Kaimel and Kaman Dabar Ola. It does count. Ulakach onu nogin b'tainios b'mincha u'b'tish abav, and that's how we have a minag on a mincha by tainis and a tish abav. Shashlishi maftir, the third person gets maftir. V'chein also b'yom kippur b'mincha. Also avol b'shabbos and b'yomim tovim u'b'yom kippur shachris. Every other time, hamaftir lo havi min aminyan. The maftir is not part of the minyan. How can you have a split sheet like this? Very simple, says Tosfos. Kivon demutu lahosif alayin, because you're allowed to have hosafis. So Yecholin Anu Lasos Minogenu Aliba de Kuliyama. We can cover all our bases. We can really hold it's part of the 7. That's demonstrated on a Tainis, Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, Mincha. We don't call the 4th person. Ah, what about my Shachris on Shabbos? Anyway, you're allowed to make Hasafas. So we make Hosafa, right? The E Havi Halacha Kaman Dharma Ain Olin. If you hold it, doesn't count. Avdin on Shapir. It's not a problem. Because you're allowed to add on. Now Tosma says, what about on a time where the maftir is not what you already leaned? Like what? Like Shabbos Shkolim says, if I'm Parshas Tetzaveh, you're going to call up 6 people. Right? You're going to call up 6 people, but v'ata tetzaveh, for Parshas Tetzaveh, v'chad b'chitisa, and then you're going to call up 1 person for Parshas Kitisa, which is Parshas Shkalim. Doesn't that imply you're not reading the same thing over again because of Kavanah Torah? That's nothing to do with that. You're holding, it's a brand new laning. We do that also, by the way. We have 7 for Parshas Tetzaveh, and then our 8th is a whole new thing in Parshas Shkalim. Right? Doesn't matter. We still call up number the 8th person from after, even if it's a different leaning. Okay? Everything is according to our minhag. And then the rest of it says, what if you made a mistake? You laid the wrong thing. Okay. Anyway, interesting, no? So really hold like both. Right, so the Gemara said that already.
It's another aliyah.
What?
It's another aliyah.
Correct. Why don't we make it another aliyah? Because you're allowed to have Osafa.
But it's a repeat.
What?
But it's a repeat.
It's only a repeat. But it's not a repeat on Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh. Or on Parsha Shkalim, it's not a repeat.
So the Shabbat Shkalim goes special.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Maftar is what we have it. We sit and it's written as a maftar. We go right through it as part of the regular.
Like part of regular lane, right.
It's not a maftar. The maftar is whatever the last thing is.
Whatever the last thing, exactly.
What are you talking about?
Not sure at all. On a regular Shabbos, you wait.
On a regular Shabbos, On a regular Shabbos, seven people get finish the Torah. The eighth person is Maftir, goes back and reads the same Pesukim again. On Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, seven people finish the Torah.
And then you read something else.
And then you read something else. We call that Maftir.
Exactly. Right.
You can call it whatever you want.
That's right.
But it's a different leaning.
Yes, so.
A whole different leaning.
So.
And we still call him number eight.
It's still the eighth Aliyah.
Correct, it's still the eighth Aliyah. What do you mean?
So he'd have that as a seventh Aliyah.
So we don't hold that. We hold Mosifin.
Right.
What would he do? I don't know. We hold Mosifin. We hold you're allowed to have an extra Aliyah. What would he do? They'd probably have the fifth guy finishes the parsha. Then number six, that and number seven. That's what he probably, would do. So we do. We just have one more, right? Because we hold you're allowed to have Osafis. So many shuls don't have Osafis because they don't want to. But that one everyone has. No shul holds like the sheet that holds only have seven. No, no, we're Papa here. Now, 1 second.
By the way, you didn't answer your question of why the Haftarah is more brachos.
I don't know. I don't know why. Why the Haftarah gets so many brachos. I don't know. Now, next story. Meisve, 1 second. You just said it's a machlokes, right? Whether or not the Haftarah is part of the seven or not. I bring your raya. It's for sure not part of the seven. Why? Hamafter b'navi. We have a halacha like this. If you mafter in the navi, lo yivchos me'esrim ve'echad psukim. You can't have less than 21 psukim. You can have less, but we'll see on Amud Beis about that. But starting off, you can't have less than 21. Why? Keneged shiva korei b'torah. Corresponding to the seven aliyahs. Right? And each one aliyah has to have a minimum of three. So the minimum of 21 psukim. V'misa. 1 second. But if mafter is not counted, then that's from ba'arva havi. It should be 24. It should be a minimum of 24 psukim. 8 times 3 is 24. Obviously, it's part of the 7. So the Gemara answers, no. Kivin dimishim kavara Torah. The only reason why you're reading Torah again is for kavara Torah. Kineg donami lo boy. You don't have to have an extra sleep. Look at the Haftarah for that. Okay? Therefore, it could be that it's number 8, and you're still going to only read 21 psukim in the Haftarah. It's not such a kasha. Okay, good? Okay, now we're going to do this Tosafot. Ready? The bottom one. Try to do is the Kasha. You know what? Let's start. We'll skip the first half. The first half is busy with the Kaddish. In the olden days, they didn't say Kaddish in between. Okay, forget. Let's let it go to the side. Let's go. Okay. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 lines from the bottom of the Tosfos. 5 lines from the bottom, where it says, right after the words Rashi, Rabosav, Rabbeinu Tam. You see where it says Uma? You see it? Uma she'ein motzi'in beis sifrei Toros b'chol Shabbosos. Why don't we take out 2 sifrei Torah every Shabbos? Likro b'shnia, and the second Torah will lain uv'yom ha'Shabbos. Shnei kvasim b'nei shana, right? Kimosha Osim Biyantif. We do that every Yantif. Every Yantif, we take out 2 Sifrei Torah. The second Torah we lay in from Parshas Pinchas, the Karbanos of that day. Why don't we do that on Shabbos? Every Shabbos, take out 2 Torahs. Okay, Tosfos gives 3 answers. I have a kash on 2 of them.
The third one
nobody quotes.
Are you
doing? No. Third, ready? No, answer number 1, Nira. Lufisha ain parsha elishne psukim. The parsha only has 2 psukim. The ain korin betora pachos migimel psukim. You can't lane less than 3 psukim. The ain lahaskil beparsha shalamala. You can't read the parsha before. Olasai in parsha shalamata. You can't read the parsha after. Mishum delohavim in yana shalyom. Because that has nothing to do with Shabbos. Ask the Mordechai, really? What's the parsha before Shabbos in Parshas Pinchas? Read it on Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh you read it. No, what's before that? He says you can't read before that. It has nothing to do with Shabbos. No, Rosh Chodesh is after Shabbos. Karpet Tumid. Karpet Tumid was brought on Shabbos too. What do you mean it's not part of the Shabbos? Why can't you read that? It's Karpet Tumid. Why can't you read that? Okay? Answer number 1 he gives. Answer number 2. V'od Yishlomar. L'fi shetzarech l'haftir b'chol Shabbos. Minyan or Shalyam. Because if you did that, every Shabbos, the master would be the exact same. It would be the same master every Shabbos. The E Karina Bishal Shabbos, and if we do that, if we're going to read the master of Shabbos every Shabbos, Im Kain, Yehei Tzarech Lahaftir B'Desalek Minei, you're going to have to read the maftir where you end off. V'hainu b'Shabbos, which is about Shabbos. V'im kein, if so, you call half toros me'inyan echad. All half toros are going to end up being the same inyan. First of all, so what? Second of all, I have a different kasha. I could name you five, many times over the course of the year where we read the same maftir, and the Haftarah is different. For example, Yontif. First day Sukkot. Every Yontif. What do you mean? Not every Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. That's twice a year. How about this? The first day Sukkot, same after. Second day Sukkot, same after. The Haftarahs are entirely different. Entirely different. And by the way, Tosfos says that... What? I know, but there's no Haftorah on Chol HaMoed. Rosh Hashanah. The Maftar on the first day is the same as the Maftar on the second day. And the Haftorahs are totally different.
The Torahs don't go on the
Maftar. Tosfos said that the Haftorah goes on the Maftar. First of all, that's not true. I'll give you an example. How about yesterday? Yesterday was Shabbos Chazon. That Haftorah had nothing to do with Parshas Devarim, and it certainly had nothing to do with the Haftorah, with the Master of Parshas Devarim. What? Has to do with the Zman we're in. Next Shabbos is Vetzchanan. Nachamu has nothing to do with Vetzchanan, and it certainly has nothing to do with the Master of Vetzchanan.
But Devarim does have a Right.
Yeah.
It's
the Haftarah for Chazon because it's the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. Happens to be in one word in Devarim is the word Eicha.
Yeah, but we learned it worse.
No, it's not like that. And by the way, and look at many of the Haftorahs. Some of them are about the Yontif. Some of them are about the Yontif. Like the first day of the Haftarah for the first day of Rosh Hashanah. It's about Chana. It took place at Rosh Hashanah. So it's about Rosh Hashanah, about remembering. What about the second day of
Rosh Hashanah?
It's about, the Haftorah is about Rachel remembering the children. It's about remembering. It has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah, really. It's very, very tangential. And Haftorah on Sukkot, on Shabbos, is about Gog u'Magog. What does that have to do with Sukkot? Nothing. It has to do with the Zman of Mashiach. They're not related. And they're certainly not related to the maftir, which Tosfos makes that assumption. Oh, well, then every Shabbos would have to have the same maftir. What would be wrong with
See, I didn't say that. I did get that from Tosfos. I thought that Tosfos' reason why they wanted the same maftir is because that's the day of the maftir of the day. Nothing to do with the haftorah of the day.
Right, so he says if we do that, then it'll be the same minion every Shabbos.
Maftir is the same minion every Shabbos.
No, because Shabbos Lech Lecha... What?
No, it would be no difference in having a maftir of the other, which is the reigning of... Yantar.
Correct, the Korbanos.
Right. Correct.
Right.
You do the same thing on every Shabbos. At the end of Shabbos, you have a Maftar which talks
next
about
Shabbos.
Shabbos. So why don't we do that? Because it would force us to have the same Maftar, same Haftorah, same Haftorah. It would force us. Why is that? Why would it force us? Shabbos Lech Lecha is a wonderful parsha. We'll learn Lech Lecha. We'll learn the Maftar. And then we'll have Haftorah about Lech Lecha. And on Mitzor, we'll do the same thing. And on on Dvar, we'll do the same thing. And in a special Zman in the world, we'll do that too.
Why
I never had an answer to this question.
Well, yeah, I don't understand why it has to be Haftorah on the Maftar.
Exactly. Tosfos assumes that. It's not true. No. Right. Okay. Answer number three, he says, which I don't have a kasha on this one. I'm not sure.
Vod
Yeh Shlomar, Lefisha Olam, Ein Kor B'Sefer Torah, Shnei Karbanos, B'Sefer Torah Sheni, Karbanos, Ela Ba'osan Shabon LeKapara. The only time you call take a second Torah out on Yontif is when the Karbanos are for a Kapara, which apparently is every Yontif. Kedepirish lekaman beperek b'nei ir, shekar ben Yontif, u'mahana li Yisrael, kiyul hikrivam. It's as if we brought them. Aval, Karbanos, Shabbos, But on Shabbos, ain't unborn the kapara. They're not a kapara. Umishamachi ain't korban. That's why we don't call. Take out a second Torah and read those pesukim. What? Yeah, yeah. Shkosh is a kapara. Yes. Okay. There we go. Okay, now the rest of the daf is very easy. Maskev Larava, 1 second. You said that you have to have Haftarah of 21 Psukim. The Hare Olo Sechem. What about the Haftarah called Olo Sechem? What Haftarah is that? Parsha Sav. Sofo. Delohave Esrin V'chad. The Karinon. It doesn't have 21 Psukim, and yet we lean it. And there are many Haftarahs that don't have 21 Psukim. Many. What's the answer? Shani Hasam Tesala Kinyana. It's a complete topic. It's a complete topic. So if you get that topic, if you get the complete topic in, you're good. Doesn't have to be 21 sukkim, right? And what if it doesn't like complete the topic? You have to have so many sukkim. Once I was over there by Rabbi Yochanan, and when we read 10 sukkim, Amalon, Aspiku, should I stop? Aspiku, stop. Aspiku, stop. So the Gemara says, well, Makam Sheesh Turgaman Shiny. If there's an interpreter there, then it's also different. Tanya Rabbi Tachlifa Bar Shmuel, Lo Shana El Makam Sheesh Turgaman. That's only true. What's only true? They need 21 Sukkim. El Makam Sheesh Ain Maturgaman. If there's no Maturgaman, Avol Maturgaman, Avol Makam Sheesh Maturgaman, Posek. But if you have a Maturgaman, it could be less.
Why is that?
Because I guess it's longer. So there are three categories. Number one, one inyan and no maturgamin. Number two, a maturgamin. And number three, finished inyan. Rashi says what? Tarech of the Tzibor. Okay. Next. Good? Going what? Yeah, there's no question about that. Yeah, no question about that. What? It's such a funny thing what the Chachamim think is a Tirchei D'Tzibura. Like there's a halacha about Galila, it's for the extra 5 seconds, the Tirchei D'Tzibura. What? Because it adds up. I hear you.
Yes, they worry about the fourth Aliyah on Tisha B'Av, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, we have a long Torah, no problem with that. There are one extra Aliyah on Tisha B'Av.
Right.
People have to go to work, but you have a long Torah. That's no problem. Three more psukim than going to really.
Right. What? Ain't parsing al Shema. You're not pouring the Shema. Okay, I'm not sure what this is. Rashi says, I'm not sure what this means. Rashi says people come late, and they have a minion of lay people, and they're going to make like a kaddish, so they can at least chop a little bit of the davening b'tzibur. Rashi says, in por shema. Minion haba lebeis ha-knesses la'acha shekara tzibur shema. They're late. After the tzibur read shema, now they read, they walk in late. Omeid echad v'omer kaddish u'barchu u'bracha rishona shekriya shema. Parshin lo shechati dover. Por res means half a story. They're like getting a half a minion together. Half, they have 10 people, but it's only half of a half of the Devarim Shepa Kedusha. I'm not sure what that is. I don't have that anymore. Anyway, in person. Anyway, you can't do that. Vein over in Lufnei Ateva. You can't dive in for the Amid. Vein Nosen Es Kapeyan. You can't duchen. Vein Korba Torah. You can't have you can't call people up to the Torah. Vein Maftirin Benavi. You can't have a Maftir for Navi. Vein Osen Maimad Umoshav. These are different things that you had by a funeral. How they would stand there and say Psukim and give Nechama. Vein Omrim Birchas Avelim. It's another thing they would do. It's a bracha for the Avelim. Gemara will say what that is. U Tanchume Avelim. And another kind of thing for the Avelim. All this. U Birchas Chasanim. And also Sheva Brachas. Vein Mezamnin B'Shem. And you can't have a Zimun with Hashem's name. Pachos Me'asara. Less than 10 Psukim. Less than 10 Psukim. Less than 10 people. I'm sorry. Less than 10 people. You need to admit all these things. You need a minion. And if you want to evaluate, a guy wants to donate land to the Beis HaMikdash. So how much is that land worth? Nobody knows. You have to get an appraiser. Who are the appraisers? 10 people. V'tisha v'kohen. 9, and one of the 10, it's really 10, but one of them has to be a kohen. V'adam kiyotze behem. And a human being, the same story. If someone says, I'm donating myself, how could you do that? We'll see in a minute. We'll see in the Gemara. How much is he worth? 10 people will evaluate him, and 9 of them can be regular people, and 1 of them has to be a kohen. But not Hani Mili. How do you know that all these things you can't do without a minyan, without 10 men, 10 adult men? Amar B'chia, Bar Abba, Amar B'yochanan, Amar Kwa, it says in the Pasuk, it says, V'negdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. And you should make holiness in the midst of the B'nai Yisrael. Call Davar Sheba Kedusha, any Davar Sheba Kedusha, lo ye pachas ma'asara. You can't have less than 10. Okay? My mashma, how'd you get that from that pasuk? That pasuk said, you should make Kedusha in the midst of B'nai Yisrael. Where'd you get 10 from? So the Gemara said, the Tani Reb Chiya, it's your toch, it's Gzeir Shava. It says over here, toch, and uksiv hacha v'nekdashti b'soch B'nai Yisrael, uksiv hasam, and it says over there, by the Meraglim, he badlu mitoch ha'eda. Get away from that Eda. Get away from the midst of that Eda. Who's the Eda? Ten Meraglim. Right? The Isya Eda Eda. And it's a Gzereshava Eda Eda. Ksiv hasam ad masai la Eda hara hazos. How long is this bad Eda going to go on? How much was the bad Eda? 10. Why? Because there were 12 Meraglim, and Yeshua and Kalev were not bad. Mahala hala nasara, afkana sara. So what do you see? A Davar Sheba Kedusha is 10 people. It's pretty fascinating that the makar for a Davar Sheba Kedusha is learned out of 10 Rishayim. That's pretty interesting. What's the Musar in that? Right? I think it's Tisha B'av's Daf. Rashi says, very interesting. Somebody davens in a funny way. We're scared. Maybe this guy's not the chorus. We don't let him daven. Right? We don't let him daven. So Rashi there says something like, you know, the chelbana was a bad smelling spice. And yet it was part of the ketores. Because when you're part, because even the bad people, even they're not to be part of the klal. Right? How many spices were there? 11. Right? So it was, but the bad ones also. So there was once a story, I think it was with the Rupchitzer. They had a minion there, and they only had 10 people. They had exactly 10 people. And they had exactly 10 people. And one of the 10 was Anapikaris. So the Rupchitzer said, we can't daven, because you're Anapikaris. We can't daven with you. He said, yeah, but even the Chelbana was part of the Ketores. So the Rupchitzer, without, he's a very humorous person, without missing a beat. He said, yeah, but there were 11 of them. You hear? That's a good line, huh? Okay.
Right, that's not,
I understand, but he can't. But I don't know if the halachas of whether or not you can include that pekaros are beyond the scope of this daf yomi. Okay, in a minion. Correct. It's a big question. There are people that are. Most people are not.
I don't know why this is so strange, but we just said in the Amud Aleph that the whole meaning of Aliyahs. It's based on a
Cheshvayish's
court.
So we didn't understand that either.
Yeah,
bunch of
the same thing.
Okay, next. The ain osin maimuru Moshe pachas me'asara. What is that about? Kivan deboy lemeimar. Since you have to say imdu yikarim, imdu shavu yikarim shavu, butzir me'asara lav urachara. Less than 10 is not proper. Ain on birchas avelim ubirchas chan. Mar birchas avelim. What's birchas avelim? So it's birchas. Rechava. After you come home, the guy in the Rechava ear, you make some kind of bracha, you have some kind of procedure. The Adamar Yitzchak Amar Yochanan, Berchas Avelim Batsara. When you have do this Berchas Avelim, you have to have 10 people. The Ein Avelim in a minion, and the Avelim don't count to be part of the minion. Berchas Chasanim, what about Sheva Brachas? Also Batsara. The Chasanim in a minion, they're part of the minion. Okay? Dein Mizamin Alamazan Fachas. Bashem, Pachas Me'asara. You can't have, what's it called? Berchas Amazin, Azimun, with Hashem's name. Less than 10 people. Kivin, the barley member, Nevarach Lelokeinu. Since you're going to say Nevarach Lelokeinu, Batsim Me'asara, Laborachara. Less than 10 is not normal. It's not appropriate. Takarkaos, Vetisha, Vekoen, Vadim Kiyotzebehen, Venahani Mili, Amar Shmuel, Asara Kahanim, Ksuvim Baparsha. There are 10 kahanim, it says the word kahanim 10 times in the parsha of Karkos. If you want to know where they are, see me afterwards. There are 10 times in the parsha of evaluating land and people and all the hakdeshos, It says the word Kohen 10 times. Chad legufe. One time to tell you it has to be really a Kohen. One Kohen. V'chad lima'ute. And one time to tell you it doesn't have to be a Kohen. V'idach havimir achamir v'ein mir achamir el rabos. So therefore, there's a mir and a Kohen. Another mir and a Kohen. And back and forth, 10 times. You're left with one Kohen. So ask the Gemara the obvious question. V'eima chamisha kahanim v'chamisha yisraelim. Maybe it should be 5 and 5. And kasha, that's a kasha. Another kasha that I heard the corner math. Well, don't you have, how could you have a bezdin shuttle? How could you have a bezdin with an equal number of people? What if they don't agree? What do you do then? Right? It's a good question, no? The Adam Kiyotze Behen, also a person. Adam mi kadosh? Can a person be kadosh? What does it mean, can a person be kadosh? Can a person, can you donate yourself to the base of the mikdash? You can't do that. Well, you could say, but Omer Dame Alai. Yeah, I'm going to donate whatever my value is. I'm not donating myself. I'm not an Eved. Whatever my value is. So, Dutanya, Omer Dame Alai. If someone says, I'll donate my value. Shamed also, Kevin. How much would this guy, if he's an Eved, how much would he be sold in the market? Is he a young guy? Is he an old man? What's the story with this guy? The Eved is Kashal Karkoz, and Eved's compared to Karka. Dichsiv. V'esnachaltem osam luvnechem acharechem l'reshesh achuza. Okay? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. So tomorrow, here's the story. Tomorrow is Monday, right? So Monday we're going to do Monday's daf. The Amud Aleph of Tuesday, Amud Aleph of Yom Kippur, of Tisha B'Av, is quite an easy daf. So I'll try to, I didn't do Amud Beis yet. Amud Aleph is quite easy. So we'll try to do whatever we can, and we'll try to catch up over the week. Worst comes to worst, the Masech, what? Either Shabbos or let's see what we're up to before Shabbos. Next week, the Masech is over on Tuesday. And Tuesday's daf is only a one Amud. So worst comes to worst, we'll catch up. Okay? So we'll catch up. Everybody have a very good day.